O you who believe, do not forestall the judgments of God and his apostle, and have fear of God. Verily God hears all and knows everything. O you who believe, do not raise your voices above the voice of the prophet, and do not speak loudly to him as you do with one another, lest your deeds are nullified unconsciously. They who speak in a low voice in the presence of God's apostle have had their hearts tried by God for reverence. There is forgiveness for them, and a great reward. Many of those who call you from outside the apartments are not considerate. If they had waited for you to come out, it would have been better for them. But God is forgiving and kind. O you who believe, if a dissolute person brings some news, verify it first, lest you attack a people ignorantly and later regret what you had done. Know that the apostle of God is among you. If he agreed with you in most matters, you would surely come to grief. But God has made faith more desirable to you, and attractive to your hearts, and rendered disbelief and sin and disobedience repugnant. They are those who are well directed by God's benevolence and his grace. God is all-knowing and all-wise. If two groups of believers come to fight one another, promote peace between them. Then if one of them turns aggressive against the other, fight against the aggressive party till it returns to God's authority. If it does so, make peace among them equitably and be impartial. Verily God loves those who are just. The faithful are surely brothers, so restore friendship among your brothers, and fear God, that you may be favored. O you who believe, men should not laugh at other men, for it may be they are better than them, and women should not laugh at other women, for they may perhaps be better than them. Do not slander one another, nor give one another nicknames. After believing, it is bad to give another a bad name. Those who do not repent behave wickedly. O you who believe, avoid most suspicions. Some suspicions are indeed sins. So do not pry into others' secrets, and do not backbite. Would any of you like to eat a dead brother's flesh? You would surely be revolted by it. Then fear God. He is certainly forgiving and kind. O men, we created you from a male and female, and formed you into nations and tribes, that you may recognize each other. He who has more integrity has indeed greater honor with God. Surely God is all-knowing and well-informed. The Arabs of the desert say, "We believe." Tell them, "You do not believe." Better say, "We submit," for belief has not yet penetrated your hearts. If you begin to obey God and his apostle, he will not withhold the least of the recompense of your labor. Verily God is forgiving and kind. They alone are believers who come to believe in God and his apostle, then never doubt again, and struggle wealth and soul in the way of God. They are the truthful and sincere. Say, are you trying to convince God of your faithfulness? But God knows all there is in the heavens and the earth, for God has knowledge of everything. They impress upon you that they have submitted. Tell them, do not favor me with your submission. In fact, God has favored you by showing you the way to belief, if you are men of truth. Verily God knows the unknown of the heavens and the earth, and God perceives all you do.